How have they managed to find time for exercise?
My older sister is 61 now, so, I mean, she did have to retire about a year earlier than she did intend to due to ill health, because she's got a chronic back problem and she's under the pain clinic for that. So she is not able to do exercise as such. But having said that, she's a real goer. She just won't give up. She gets up. She does as much as she can. She's on very, very strong painkillers. So she is on the move most of the day in her house, maybe a few hundred yards outside the house, maybe to the local shop, or my brother takes her out. So she doesn't stop. She has been swimming because the hospital have told her that swimming might be the better option for her. So she's been twice now, and that's going to try and help her build some of the muscles in her back. And she said she's enjoyed that. She's been with the grandchildren. So I have a feeling that she's going to start doing a bit more of that. But as far as her weight goes, her weight's okay. So it's not that she needs to lose any weight, but it's just to try and keep healthy. So that's what the family are trying to do for her, and she's doing for herself. And my other sister, like I said, I mean, she's the one that's made the major changes. They've bought a running machine. They've stuck it in their front room. She started yoga. She's also started salsa classes. She's actually motivating me to lose weight this year. So she's made some major changes, as have the whole family.
And would this change of lifestyle seem odd to their friends, neighbours, family?
I think because they are so busy, that career-wise, I think people understand that we are the way we are. And although I think Asian people in general are taking just more of an interest in health matters such as exercise because of the weight issue. And looking good is so important nowadays, so people are taking more interest in the way they look. So I don't think they get any kind of negative views or from relatives. It's actually probably positive more than anything.
Was there any problem for your sister who swims in finding suitable swimming sessions?
No, because my family in general are quite broad-minded in the sense that we don't mind going to swimming pool if there are men or men and women mixed. Having said that, they do have women's sessions here, and I know she has been to one or two of them. So it hasn't been a problem at all.
How does your father and your sisters, how do they manage during Ramadan?
I mean, the Quran does exempt people from fasting if they are unable to, if you're very old and frail, and if you have chronic disease which doesn't allow you to do it. So they are exempt, but as many people do nowadays, they do want to still fast. So with the right advice, there's no reason why they can't. As far as my older sister goes, she's on a lot of painkillers. She did try fasting last year, but she was very ill with it, so she didn't keep all of them, but she did have a go. My dad doesn't fast. He's too old and frail. And my other sister, the one in Leicester, the one that's not the oldest one, but the other one, she doesn't fast because she does really feel ill if she does, so she doesn't fast at all.
How have you yourself been affected by having three family members with diabetes?
It's broadened my knowledge. It's just my insight into how different people deal with it and how cultural influences can actually change the way that you deal with it and how you come out of it. When I look at my dad and how well he's done, it just shows you that a healthy lifestyle can contribute to you not having complications. And I'm hoping that that's the way that my sisters are going to go. But when I look at people that don't comply with treatments and don't comply with their diet, you can see how they do become ill. So to me, it is a disease that you can manage well if you want to and lead a normal, healthy lifestyle if you wish to.